So could you just introduce yourself, first of all, please?
Okay, I'm Kate Hopper from the City of Edinburgh Council and one of the planning officers at the council.
And tell us what you're doing here today.
We're consulting on the Union Canal strategy. It's a draft strategy prepared for the canal, for the whole 10 miles of the canal. We're setting out a proposed hub strategy for it, looking at five different areas, running from West to Hales to Raffo to Meggetland to Harrison Park and Loughlin Basin.
And I should explain, it's very noisy because we're actually down at the Meadows Festival and the police are over there showing off their sirens and there's balloons being blown up and all sorts of stuff going on. This consultation that's going on, is that unusual to do a consultation like that? It sounds quite comprehensive.
No, it's not unusual. We do it for most of our strategies and we're always down at all the community events talking to people about them. We find it's the easiest way to get to people is actually to go and speak to them. Rather than them getting them to come to us. So we've got lots of display boards down here. We'll be here again tomorrow, all day on Sunday. We've got the Canal Festival coming up in July as well, down at Loughlin Basin, Edinburgh Quay, which we do every year, which we've got a raft race. I think the Edinburgh Council is going to have a raft this year, so we might come and watch us fall in the canal. That'll be great fun.
And what are the most important elements going on in terms of development on the canal and in terms of the kind of draft strategy? What are the headline things?
The headline things are increasing the amount of moorings on the canal, so for different types of canal boats, so everything from working on the canal, so you've got office boats, restaurant boats, you could even have a gallery, to living on the canal, so you've got houseboats and residential moorings, to actually even increasing tourists who want to come on a holiday. You go all the way from Glasgow to Edinburgh on the Union Canal. But also people who use a towpath, so for cycling, walking your dog, or boating. We've got lots of rowing clubs and we've got two canoe clubs on the canal that use it regularly. So there's lots of different uses all the way along.
It's one of the things that we've heard is a bit of an issue is the fact that as it's becoming increasingly popular for commuters, people on bikes, people walking, it's getting more and more congested. Are there any long-term plans to try and widen the paths or make it more accessible so that more people can use it?
Not to widen it. The Union Canal is actually a scheduled ancient monument, so it's highly protected. And there's not much space along the canal actually for increasing the towpath. But certainly looking at how we get people on and off quicker, better access points, but also talking to people to make sure that they know it's a shared path. It's a national cycle route, but it's also a big walking route as well. So it's about management, about getting people to slow down. Or if they want to go fast, get them back onto the road. So it's increasing the road cycle paths as well and better connections.
And although although it's very good to cycle down in terms of coming into the city centre, there is this point at which you can't really go any further, isn't there? And you kind of have to come off. Is there any thought to try and make it end in a way that's more connected into the city?
Yes, there's a lot of development sites still around the edge of the end of the canal. So we are looking at how we actually create better what we call permeability through those sites. So you can actually attach it to the city centre a lot more. People don't really know it's there at the moment. So it's actually increasing the visibility of the canal so you can actually see it. So there's these development sites which are coming in at Fountain Bridge. We're looking at how we can create permeability through them.
Thank you very much.
No problem.